This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Officials at the American Embassy in Beijing said Saturday that a U.S. citizen in Wuhan, China, died from the new coronavirus. The embassy said that the 60-year-old American died February 6. A Japanese citizen is also reported to have died in Wuhan of viral pneumonia likely caused by the coronavirus. Meanwhile, the U.S. says it's ready to spend $100 million to assist China and other countries impacted by it. In a statement, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the commitment, along with hundreds of millions of dollars donated by the U.S. private sector, demonstrates American leadership in responding to the outbreak. And President Donald Trump praised Chinese President Xi Jinping's efforts to combat the virus.
They're working really hard, and I think they're doing a very professional job. They're in touch with our world organization, CDC also.
The Hubei Health Commission reported more deaths in 2,841 new cases in the province on Friday alone, 700 deaths so far and still counting. Several thousand people remain quarantined on cruise ships in Japan and Hong Kong after passengers tested positive.
Passengers have been confined to their cabins on board the Diamond Princess ship for days as part of a two-week quarantine after an 80-year-old man who disembarked in Hong Kong was diagnosed with the virus. Infected passengers take the total number of coronavirus infections in Japan to more than 80. Meanwhile, another ship, operated by Dream Cruises, with 3,600 people on board, remained stranded in Hong Kong after being denied entry by Taiwan, which has moved to ban all international cruise ships from docking on the island. And the Royal Caribbean Anthem of the Seas cruise ship docked New Jersey early Friday, carrying dozens of passengers who are being screened for signs of the virus.
That is AP's Beth Timmons reporting, and this is VOA News.